Joining us now is one of the stars of Mr. Mayor. It is she plays the daughter of Ted Danson, Kyla Kennedy. Hi there, Kyla.
Hi, how are you?
Doing great. You're doing great. This show is doing great. You're starring alongside Ted Danson. First of all, tell us what it's like to be on there with an absolute TV legend.
It's amazing. Yeah, Ted is definitely a legend. Getting to work with him is so great. He's so talented and kind and truly, I think, one of the sweetest people you'll ever meet, to the point where it's a little bit annoying because I feel like I need to up my niceness when I'm around him just because he's such a great person.
Wow. Yeah, that's what we love to hear about people like him, because Ted Danson is a part of people's lives for, you know, going on 40 years now.
Mm-hmm. Right. I know. Yeah. He's truly had an amazing career.
As for you, of course, you get to work with him and you get to work with Holly Hunter. I mean, this is an all-star team you're on right now.
I know. I don't know how I snuck in there. I just feel like incredibly lucky when we're sitting on set and I look around, I'm like, how did I end up here?
Well, tell us about your journey. How did you get here?
Yeah, I started when I was about, like, I started about when I was 8 or 9 actually auditioning, but I've always known I wanted to do it. I've always begged my mom to, you know, let me go on, and I wanted to, you know, audition and do films. I remember watching, like, Jaws when I was 3 and, like, knowing I wanted to do a movie like that. And so, thankfully, I have a really great mom, and she eventually, when I got a little bit older and realized I truly wanted to pursue acting, let me come out and try it, and then I've just been kind of going ever since.
Is it as exciting as you'd hoped?
Oh, more so. I feel truly so grateful every single day that, you know, I'm actually able to do what I love for a living.
What's it been like in this last year? Obviously, with the global pandemic, it's affected everybody, including obviously Hollywood, and trying to create a new show and promote a new show in a time like this is not an easy challenge.
Yeah, and this past year has been really interesting. I know a struggle for everyone. Working on a show during the middle of the pandemic is something that's never been done before, obviously. So I think that as a cast and crew, it really bonded us all, and we all tried to stay in contact even when we took a large break from filming, obviously, to quarantine and whatnot. But it's definitely been a very memorable experience, hopefully something that none of us will ever have to go through again. But it did definitely bond us all.
And plus, you've got to protect a national treasure in Ted Danson.
Right, of course, absolutely. The main priority.
So talk about your approach to comedy. I mean, for you as an actress, how do you is there a different approach when you're thinking, okay, we've got a dramatic scene versus a comedy scene? What do I need to do here?
I mean, I think the main thing with comedy is, you know, the writing. And thankfully, when you have Robert Carlock and Tina Fey at the head of something, there's no way that the writing could be bad. So I think that, you know, a lot of it's the words on the page. But I think as far as bringing it to life, it's really, you know, just about finding what's happening in the scene and having the relationship with the people around you and the way that they wrote Orly and Neil, and their relationship is so great, and I feel like as each episode progresses, it only gets better and better.
It's so true, and this show has gotten better from day one to the final episode, which is coming up, our final first season episode.
Right, yeah, that's tomorrow.
That is amazing, isn't it? The way that a TV season progresses these days, it's so much different than the past.
Right, I know.
So the your character journey, talk about what Orly's been through this season.
I think this season we kind of started off with Orly just kind of being more so the annoying type, you know, argumentative teenager with her father, which is definitely, I think, a side of most parent-child relationships. I know from my mom and I, we've had our moments. but I think as, you know, the series progresses and, you know, each episode airs, we kind of get to see a little bit more of, you know, who Orly is and her passions. And we really get to dive into the relationship she has with Neil, her dad, which I think is really special and sweet because, you know, at the end of the day, they really are all they have for one another. So getting to see them interact in little moments between them, it's been really, really fun.
This is such a unique show. You've got this, the premise is that he's just somebody who decided to run for mayor one day and then got elected.
Right.
And then, of course, it's just revealed who he really is through that. And that's a really clever way to tell a story.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's really, really great writing. I think with the people involved, you don't expect anything else, but it's a truly special, special show, and I'm so, so grateful to be a part of it.
What's the best piece of advice you've received thus far from anybody on the show?
I think the best piece of advice has honestly just been watching everyone for me, because, I am working with such incredibly talented people. I mean, every person I think on the show is amazing. So watching them work and see, you know, how they get into each scene, and like watching them improv, you know, like Bobby Moynihan, who's incredible, watching him do his little scenes and see him kind of take something on paper, bring it to life, and then add his own twist has been a really great learning experience for me. And just watching them, honestly, is the best advice I could get.
Yeah, there's a very different comic energies too. You got the veteran in Ted Danson, you've got a guy who's in sketch comedy like Bobby, and then you've got Holly Hunter, who comes from this prestigious acting background. These are a lot of different approaches.
Yeah, it definitely is all different backgrounds, but I think they all come together beautifully and make something really, really special.
Is the set as much fun as it looks?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the set is great. I mean, we had an amazing crew throughout the entire process, and everyone on the show is so kind. We don't have to deal with one diva. Everyone's really great, and it's a really fun experience.
I've always said that when you can tell the cast is having fun together, it just makes the show that much more fun, and that definitely radiates from this show.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We definitely have grown super close this year.
Well, what's the future for the show? Have you heard anything yet?
Not yet. I think right now we're all just hoping for season two. You know, we kind of had to space this season out throughout the process of like a year and a half. So kind of seeing it all come together has been really great. But I think we're all hoping, you know, to come back for season two where we can write out our full episodes and you know, have them all done in the same time.
Yes, getting back to normal would be so nice.
yeah, very, very nice. Hopefully soon.
Well, Kylie Kennedy, we'll all cross our fingers and hopefully get more of this show because it's terrific. The Mayor on NBC, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Great talking to you.